Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to talk about how you can make yourself well or you can make yourself sick. Last week, we had an amazing conversation with Carol Mirko about her journey in corporate America, doing great things in the world, and then learning to heal herself. And now she helps heal other people. And I want to get down to a few little basics today. I was very aggravated. Oh gosh, I was probably in college and I was home for the weekend. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure I was aggravated with my grandmother. And as much as I love my grandmother, she played favorites a lot. And I was very aggravated because she invited me and one of my sisters to go to this really nice store, and we did, and I picked out a couple of outfits. My sister picked up a couple of outfits. I had my own credit card, and the three of us went up to the counter to pay, and she stood there and watched me pay for mine, and then she bought my sister's. What? Are you kidding me? I was so upset and so mad. I was in college. I was working part-time, some semesters almost 30 hours a week, other semesters it was more like 20 to 25. My parents helped a lot. I don't want to minimize that. But if I didn't work, like I didn't have electricity, like I had to work in college. Yes, I had a choice. I could have quit college and gotten a full-time job, but I didn't want to do that either. So that was what I did. And I came home and I was so mad, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and I was just, I don't know that I was actually yelling, but my anger was coming out in spades. And I said, and I'm supposed to go meet Patrice at church, and I don't even want to go. I'm just in such a bad mood. And my dad was typically cool, calm, and collected. It was pretty rare for him not to be. And he looked at me and he goes, that's when you need to go the most. Go get ready and go meet your friend at church. It was at evening service. And I was like, what? Like, I don't want to go. And he goes, Jennifer, if you will just go, you will come home feeling so much better. The times you don't want to go to church are the times you need it the most. I very grudgingly went up and got ready and went to church. And nobody's going to be surprised when they hear this story that I actually came home feeling a lot better. It's that idea of put a smile on your face and you start to feel lighter. You start to feel happier. You start to feel better. It happens. It works. I'm sure there's a ton of scientific research behind this, and I didn't research it for today because I just want you to get the concept of you can put a smile on your face and feel better. You can set your intention to walk in a room and change the energy there. It was, only just a few years ago, a young man in my world, I'm friends actually with his father. And so he's young enough, he could have been mine. But he said, no matter how tense the room is, you walk in the room and you can change the energy just by bursting in the door. And that was probably one of the biggest compliments I've ever been given. And from a younger man too, he was in his 20s. It was like, are you kidding me? Like, I always wanted to be that person that could change the energy in a positive way. Like, I'm sure I could bring it down too, but like, I want to change it for the positive. And it was like, wow, like, that's what I want to do. I want to be the person that walks in with a smile on my face, that's happy about a situation, that's happy to be there. Now, granted, I have my laundry list of things to complain about, and I do complain. And I have friends who call me out on it. And I'm like, I just wanted to tell you what was going on. It's not like I'm going to lose sleep over this, but I just want to tell you how I felt about it. Aren't, you know, we're all allowed to do that. The problem is when you stay in that, I just want to tell you what's going on and how upset I am about things, that it continues. And it continues for a lot longer. I firmly believe that we can make ourselves sick and we can make ourselves well. And there is a book, and I can't see it on my shelf right now to get the name of it. It's on Amazon. It's written by Shiraz Babu, B-A-B-O-O. And it's all about shifting your story, changing your story, changing your life, and stepping out of it. So if you're sick, if you're ill, if you don't feel well, what are you getting out of it? And I'm sure somebody's going, oh, nothing, I'm getting nothing out of it. But we kind of all get something out of it. I had my left knee replaced in March of 2024. March of 2024. And I did absolutely everything they told me to do. I stayed off it. I iced it. I used the knee bending machine. I went to physical therapy. Like, I had surgery Monday, got out of the hospital Tuesday. I went to physical therapy Wednesday. I did all the things. And I had surgery March 18th or 19th, right after, what's that holiday called? St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day. And by the 1st of May, I was walking like nothing ever happened. Like, I could do anything and everything for the most part that I wanted. And I stayed in physical therapy until they literally kicked me out, because I wanted so desperately to be whole and fine and normal. And I promised myself that if the other knee started bothering me, I would have it replaced as soon as possible, because I did not want to go through all the months of pain that I had previously. And the interesting thing is, my right knee has always been my bad knee my whole life, but it was the left one that had to be replaced first. So I go in and have my right knee replaced, and I have in my mind, it's going to be as great as the last time. Like, I'm completely set. It's going to be as easy, as great, as wonderful as the first time. And I kept hearing these stories. Oh, one's good, one's bad. They're never both the same. Like, that's not how this works. Well, I kept shoving that away. That's not true. That's not going to happen to me. And guess what? My right knee replacement has been substantially longer and harder than my left knee. And there are a lot of reasons for it. I'll go into those details later. It had nothing to do with the surgeon or the procedure. It was all 100% on me. I didn't do all the same things prepping for surgery the second time that I did the first time. I was not physically prepared. I think mentally, emotionally, I was prepared because I was ready for this pain to go away. But physically, I wasn't ready. I hadn't done all the same things I did for the first surgery on this second one. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. And what did that get me? I was able to say no to things. I was able to hang out and watch Netflix more. There were a lot of benefits, although that sounds very twisted, for me not recovering as quickly. The responsibility I had to carry was less. So if you're ill, if you're under the weather, like, what is the benefit? Like Dr. Phil used to say on his show, I don't know if he still says it or not, but he's well known for saying, so how's that working out for you? And that's a valid question. If you're ill, if you have a pain, if you have a heartache, how is that serving you? How is that serving you to tell the same story over and over again about how you were wronged? I was at the first business conference I had ever been to for entrepreneurs. I didn't even know it was a thing. When you come from corporate and federal work and become an entrepreneur, the list of things you don't know and have never been exposed to it anyway, the list is long. And I was at this event, and the speaker was talking about like what you need to do, how you need to do it, how you need to move ahead. And I can remember sitting there thinking, I don't know that I can do any of this. Like, how do you do this? I don't know. And it kind of came down to that idea of, are you more fearful of failure or success? And if I feel bad and if I don't feel good and I'm not up to doing the task, then I don't have to really worry about it, because now, what? Guess what? I don't have responsibility. It's not my fault. It's not my fault I couldn't do that. How many times have you said that? I mean, I'm embarrassed like on this platform to admit it, but there are times when I was like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. And oh, miraculously, I wake up sick the next morning. We create this. We cause it. We create our reality. We surround ourselves with the people that either lift us up or tear us down. And we have to decide, how is this serving me? Why is this okay? And if it's no longer okay and I'm complaining about it, it's time to do something about it. It's time to make a change. And the last point I want to make about this, probably the most important point of this whole episode, I hope you've hung in there with me this long. You have more power than you've ever dreamed possible. You have more power than you've ever dreamed possible. It's why I named this podcast Destined for Success, because I do believe you are destined for more success than you've ever even considered. So if you have more power, if I have more power, what are we going to do to take more control of our lives? What are we going to do to move forward? You have the power. You have the choice. So I'm going to challenge you that you can start to make yourself well. I heard a friend the other day, I asked how she was. She's had some physical problems. And she said, oh, I'm just sick of going to doctors. Nobody knows what's wrong with me. Nobody will fix it. I just give up. And I just looked at her and said, you can't give up. Like, you have to get to the bottom of this and you have to get it resolved. And she was like, no, I'm sick of doctors. Well, keep in mind, they are practicing medicine. Sometimes things are cut and dry, clear and concise. Other times it's a mystery. It's a mystery. And they're practicing medicine and they're trying to get to the root cause of it. They don't want you to stay sick. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe there's one doctor out there who said, oh, gee, I want to go to medical school for all these bazillion years, and I want to get my degree, and I want to start a practice, and then I want to lie and deceive people. Like, I don't think that's true. I think every doctor is doing their best. Are some better than others? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want the best of the best. But you have the power to choose. You have the power to do research. You have the power to change your circumstance. You have the power to put a smile on your face and change your internal system so that you can show up as the best version of yourself. I love Brenda Burchard's meditation. You can find it on YouTube, and it's the release meditation technique. It's kind of funny because all of a sudden when it ends, you've got loud music and an ad playing, and that can like scare you. So you might want to check that out, like how long it's going to play. But once you've listened to it a time or two, you can just do it yourself. Just lay there and just breathe normally, relax with your eyes closed. Do not do it while you're driving. And just say the word release, release, release. Release the tension, release the cares, release the aches and pains. My knee recovery, in all actuality, this second one is like a normal person. The first time I was like Wonder Woman. I was kind of Superman-ish. I was leaping tall buildings in a single bound. And the second one has slowed me down. And I've had a lot of downtime and a lot of quiet time and a lot of healing time. You can make yourself well or you can make yourself sick. The more of us who choose to make ourselves well are more suited and better able to move forward in the world, accept the changes as they come, and be hopeful and optimistic that tomorrow will be better. Yep, things get bad, but things always turn around and get better. Someone was talking about interest rates, and I think home interest rates in the U.S. are about 7% now. And a year or so ago, someone was complaining that, oh, the interest rates are so high. And I did a little research on it. And in the last 60, 70 years in America, the average interest rate has been 6 to 7% on a home. The 2% interest rates during COVID that they had to be to keep the economy alive is not normal. That was not a normal situation. The 20% interest rates of the 70s, early 80s, that wasn't normal either. But guess what? It didn't stay that way. They dropped back down. You can wallow around in the muck that the interest rates aren't what you want them to be, or you can do something. You can save a little more money. You can quit going out for coffee or dinner or whatever to buy the house that you want. We have choices and we have power. We just don't always want to accept the responsibility that comes with it. So you can make yourself well or you can make yourself sick. The choice is yours. But I hope you'll come along with me on a journey to make yourself well, make yourself better, because you're destined for more success than you've ever dreamed possible. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I do look forward to connecting with you soon. Click that link, yoursuccesscall.com, and book a call with me. Let's see if there's any way that I can help you take one step forward on making yourself well versus making yourself sick. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.